provider is maybe over-prescribing habitually, and so they can kind of track what happens on that level. But the St. Louis program looks at what is happening as far as locally, so our pharmacists and our physicians can pull that information up and make that decision when they are actually prescribing, as a patient is either in the office or purchasing prescriptions.
So the executive order does not allow providers or pharmacies to look at any of that information. So it's only kind of a reactive manner. The other aspect, rather than the St. Louis County being on the front end, the proactive, and the executive order coming back on the back end. The other portion of that is that the executive order works with a prescription drug, a PBM, so a pharmacy benefit manager. So it's only going to look at claims run through insurance.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but again, they can work together. Mm-hmm. Just fine, and they are, you know, or will. It's not, the executive order is not completely in effect yet, but they're not going to compete with each other. I was at a meeting with Dr. Randall Williams, the director of the Department of Health and Senior Services, and you know, he's helping with move forward with the executive order, but he has also said that he will come and talk to anyone and is a big supporter of the countywide efforts too, because it does help inform clinical decision making for those providers. So he is in support of the countywide efforts also.
Unless another commissioner has objection, I'm prepared to make a motion that we adopt ordinance number 17-1002 for the prescription drug monitoring ordinance, and doing it per statute 132-300, that we will follow up on the adoption.
I think I need to read the...
I'll say if you want to read it.
Let me read the... Taney County Prescription Drug Monitoring Program Ordinance. Whereas the County Commission of Taney County, Missouri, under the powers given to the county by the provisions of Statute 192-300 RFMO, has the authority to promulgate orders, ordinances, rules, or regulations to enhance the public health and prevent the entrance of dangerous diseases into the county. And whereas prescription drug, in particular opioids, abuse has been recognized as a nationwide epidemic, and for 49 states have established prescription drug monitoring programs to combat the problem. And whereas, in the absence of a statewide program in Missouri, various counties and cities are cooperating to institute their own prescription drug monitoring programs. And whereas, the County Commission has determined that it is in the best interest of public health in Taney County to establish a prescription drug monitoring program, and whereas it is further declared that the provisions herein set forth and enacted are in pursuant of and for the purpose of promoting the above goal by adopting an ordinance enacting the development and administration of a prescription drug monitoring program in Taney County, Missouri. Now, therefore, it be it ordered, adjudged, and decreed, Taney County, Missouri adopts the prescription drug monitoring ordinance. Attached here is, and it is the intention of the Taney County Commission that each separate provision of this ordinance shall be deemed independent of all other provisions herein, and that if any part of this ordinance be declared invalid, all other remaining provisions shall remain valid and enforceable. So we have.
Kind of jumped the gun, didn't I?
Well, did you already finish your motion?
Yes.
So we have a motion before us now to adopt the Taney County Prescription Drug Monitoring Program Ordinance. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. For
thank you.
Mr. Zampus, did you want to speak to the... Taney County Transportation Advisory Board. Did you know that was on the agenda also? A board of one? Didn't know if you wanted to.
Well, I called you a long time ago.
I think we're mainly asking four applicants, are we not? Do we have
I think we're ready.
Is there one? Okay. Yeah. Anyways, it's next. Just letting you know. Okay. Senior board and then that.
Senior board, then the Taney County Transportation Advisory.
It's right now.
Right now.
Eric.
Senior Citizen Tax Board.
We have two vacancies on the senior board. Are you looking for a motion?
Yeah, if you want to make a motion, any recommendations?
I make a motion to appoint Jackie Adams to fill the unexpired term of Pat Campbell. Mr. Adams' term will become effective October 2nd, 2017, and expire December 31st, 2019.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I make a motion to appoint Mary Ann Morrison to fill the unexpired term of Ted Lewinsky. Mrs. Morrison's term will become effective October 2nd, 2017 and expire December 31st, 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Board appointments for the Taney County Transportation Advisory Board.
Make a motion to reappoint Rick Sittingfuss to District 1 of the Taney County Transportation Board. His term is effective January 1st, 2017, will expire December 31st, 2020. You want these all made separately?
No, that's fine. So is he currently on, but has appointment already been expired?
Yes.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
spoke with him back a couple of months ago, all of these people, and realized that they didn't formally get...
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Make the motion to reappoint Doug Mahler to District 3 of the Taney County Transportation Board. His term will be effective January 1st, 2017, expire December 31st, 2020.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Make the motion to reappoint.
Aye.
I'm sorry. Getting in a hurry.
Motion carries. Aye. Motion carries.
I make a motion to reappoint Ben Caperton to the District 4 of the Taney County Transportation Board. His term will be effective January 1st, 2016, and expire December 31st, 2019.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Make a motion to reappoint Ron Newman to District 5 of the Taney County Transportation Board. His term will be effective January 1st, 2018, and expire December 31st, 2021.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Court orders.
John Snyder's not certain yet. His term's up at the end of this year.
Good morning. This morning I've just got two add-ons to the book. It's abatement numbers 203392 and 203393. And both of these properties, it was a program error, and where the assessed value in it, and that it was found this year. Mr. Pennell can elaborate more on that than I can.
This happened in 15. 15 and 16 is what we're asking for to be added on. And it, best guess, it had to do with our conversion when we converted to Aldridge. And they were on the book, and I think they started in 11. People paid their taxes like in November, but they didn't get bills in 15 and 16, and they're fixing to sell the property, and the realtor noticed it was called in, so we just need to add them on so they can pay the bill for 15 and 16. So it's our minimum value, $100 assessed, so it's like $5 in taxes on each of them. They'll be out with their penalty probably.
Pardon?
They'll have some penalty because they didn't get it paid unless you all want to wait for them. I never even thought to ask you about that. But we just need to get it on the books so they can pay. It's just a very small piece of land.
I suggest you might check and see if they can charge that penalty since they were never billed and we've given 30 days time.
Okay. Do you know Sheila would? Can't.
They have to be billed.
Okay.
30 days by December 1st.
If they weren't, then can the collector take care of that without you all having to waive those penalties, you know, off the top of your head?
If they're not billed.
They shouldn't have to because they didn't get a bill.
There's the statute, and I'm sorry, I can't give you the number, but if the bill has to be sent out by December 1st of that year.
Okay.
And there was a special bill passed out for another county when they had software trouble. But and I realize it's just a very small amount there, but legally I don't believe the collector can charge it or will want to without having given them notice.
All right. So you all wouldn't need to waive those penalties, you don't think? Don't know?
I would pull the statute, and I'd note it on the bill, and we'll collect the base amount.
Right. Well, I'll ask the collector.
But you ask the collector.
If she can to waive those. I don't know.
I say it'd still be, they'd have to be presented to us to waive it. You're saying that they can do it at the beginning?
If the statute, yes. It's kind of like a postage. They don't have to, if it's covered by the statute already, like they go with the mail, the postmark, they don't have to present it to us.
Gotcha.
A motion that we approve the
abatement of Civic A.